Okay, that's assigned to. Okay, and what else is in there? Oh, there are tapes, Duchess. There are 10 American Airline tapes. I remember you saying the stereo equipment wasn't working. Well, anyway, these are good tapes. In the PX, they run $15 a tape. Of course, I didn't pay that. I paid $2.50. But I was very happy to get those. They're American Airline tapes. They play this music on the American Airlines flights. And then, what else? Oh, there's a tablecloth in there. Remember we talked about an Army and Navy tablecloth? Well, I got one 9 months ago and never sent it. I'm real bad about sending. It's just too much of an effort. But anyway, remember when you get these things, that just that the return address will not be mine. He's putting his address on it because there shouldn't be any customs on anything because he's got orders included on top of the package. So when you get the packages, it'll look like I didn't send them. But as long as he's going to put orders on them, that will ensure that you will not pay customs because he's authorized to send his household goods home. I will pay for the postage and stuff, you know, but so it won't have my address on it, and that may be a little strange for you. Anyway, it'll be just like Christmas. And also, Duchess, there's a little scroll. You know, one of these wall scrolls? The Japanese call that a kakamoko, I think. Anyway, it's a little scroll, and I thought, I keep buying these things because I would like to fix up an apartment someday, if and when I ever get one. And at that time, we'll have to see what looks better in yours and what looks better in mine, right? And we can share the wealth. It will be a little bit like Christmas for you, getting 5 or 6 packages. I don't know what to tell you what to do with them. I don't want to clutter your place. So if you want to put them in a trunk or in a box and put them in the attic, mark them, or if you want to use them, that's fine. Some of the things I will be giving away, Duchess. Please don't give anything away. Some of them will be gifts for people. I don't know what right now. I won't know that until I get home and see what I have. But just hide them or something, right? Anyway, I knew you'd be pleased to get a few packages. Let's see. Oh, Duchess. Right now, go get yourself a piece of paper and a pencil and try to remember if you can find an address on that Australian shipment of things that came a few months ago. I asked you a couple of times, but you forget to mention it to me. I would like to write them. I have paid them over $100 for rugs, and I haven't seen a rug yet or heard that any rugs came. And I don't have the name. You probably won't either. I just thought there may have been a slip in the package that came. You got one package, and you should have had several others. I do not have a receipt or anything. And I think the name of the company was the Swaggerman. And so, if you have an address of anything on it with the Swaggerman, I didn't know if it would be on some of the items that came. I would like to write them and ask them where my kangaroo rug is, and we have 2 sheepskin rugs that are lost, and this is since last December. What else? There should be another package that was shipped weeks ago, and that was a wooden lamp base that I bought in Bangkok, and I don't know if you have received that yet. Should be getting lots of packages. Damn. Anyway, my room is so small, Duchess, that there's very little space for me to keep this stuff. But I had no idea. It's a lot of little things. They don't amount to a great deal. But you don't realize how much you have until you start to put it all together. Well, what else? I guess that's about it. I really didn't have an awful lot of news. I did have a couple of run-ins this week. Colonel Maiello was very, very upset when he learned that Vera had gone out of country. He had not been informed. See, this happened before, Duchess. A couple months back, Jane and Vera took off for Bangkok, and they did not tell Colonel Maiello, and he was very upset. And this week, he just blew his top. And so then he started jumping on me about other things. He said, Anne, I did not approve this, and who authorized this? And he says, this is no way to run management, he said. Two people gone, he said, you cannot handle this load. And he went on a great length about, we didn't do this and we didn't do that. So I got very nervous for the moment, Duchess, and I grabbed him by his collar. He's only a full colonel, right? And I grabbed him, I said, Colonel Maiello, stop right now. I said, stop yelling at me. I said, I don't even know what you're talking about. I said, you have all these things you want done, all these problems. I said, I have just been on my own in this office for the last 2 days. I said, the problem that you have is communication, and it's not with me. I said, I understand you. I even support you 100%. I said, but I don't give you the direct information. I don't keep you informed. And he said, well, nobody does, Anne. So he looked at me, and I said, now just stop it, because you're making me very nervous. So he put his arm around me, and he said, Anne, I'm sorry. He said, this is not your fault. He said, you've got to have help. I said, I know that, Colonel Maiello. Do you know, Duchess, we're short 4 staff people? He said, Anne, you're going to kill yourself. He said, the rate you're going. He said, you're going in 18 directions. He said, it's inhumanly possible. And so we discussed it. And he said, you know, I had no idea you felt this way, Anne. He says, because I have been very upset with the organization of the service club branch. He said, and I have told Jane that she's to get staff people, either recruitment from the States or to promote people from within this country. And I said, Sarah, I've been telling her the same thing for months. I said, and I cannot be in 3 places at one time. It really is, we're so short, Duchess. 4 additional staff people we're supposed to have. And the work is just like over your head, the paperwork. Fantastic. I can't even get out in the field. We're closing clubs, and next month he wants me to go up and run 2 corps. Beth is supposed to be running 1st and 2nd. Well, she couldn't wind a watch if she had to. So he said, Anne, we are going to get help in this office, he said, to handle these things. And as I said, by yesterday, Duchess, I was just mentally and physically fatigued. I hadn't had breakfast or lunch. I didn't even have supper. I was just so tired, I just wanted to go to bed. And, of course, this is the way Jane left it. And I said, well, sir, Vera was given approval. Jane told her she could go. But Jane never tells the colonel anything. And he gets very upset about this. So he came into the office yesterday. Charmaine came up yesterday. She was feeling better, so she came up to help me yesterday morning. And he sat down and talked to us, and he said, he told us what we have been telling Jane for months. And I told him, we agree. I myself have wondered where these people are that are supposed to be in this headquarters office. And he said, well, I'm very glad to see, he says, that we're in agreement. I said, I think we always have been, sir. I said, but it's just not enough of us. We've got more personnel than any other special services branch. We've got over 70 people, Duchess. The library people have, I think, 12 DACs. The craft have 15. And everybody has more supervisors than we do. And we've got over 70. And so it just is go, 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 go. And all kinds of problems with our girls and our closing of clubs and our purchase orders, and personnel is a tremendous thing. And, of course, I have supplies, and I'm on the phone all day long from 7:30 till 5:30, 6 o'clock at night. And so, anyway, I told Colonel Maiello that Betty, Duchess, is coming back Tuesday. Betty McKinney. You probably never did get to talk to her. Anyway, she will be back on Tuesday. And so he said, as soon as she comes in, I want to talk to her, he said. And he said, we're going to do something about it, he said, because, he said, you're going to kill yourself, for one thing, at the rate you're going. He said, and there's no need for it. He said, this service club branch has got to get organized. He said, and I'm going to do it before I go home. I think he goes home in about 2 months. So Jane would just die, Duchess, but it's her own fault. We have 2 vacant 11 positions, a vacant 10 position, none of which have been filled since I'm in country. And as I say, the work that piles up, and consequently you do everything sloppily. I feel a tremendous obligation and loyalty to the girls out in the field. And that's where I can't go. I can't reach them because I'm tied up in the headquarters. Jane won't let me go. I asked her if I could go down the Delta this past week because I'm closing a club down there, and the gal down there needs help. I've done all the work for her on paper, but she still needs somebody to assist her with guidance in the packing and acting as liaison between the military. And Jane says I can't go because she needs me in the office. Well, that's fine, but you can't be in three and four places. Something has to be neglected. And there's no need for that. There are people, I'm sure, who would come over and fill these positions if they were publicized. And the only drawback, Duchess, is that Jane will not take somebody she does not know. She wants people she knows and has worked with before and people she can keep under her thumb. And this is very obvious to me. And until she corrects that, the few people she does have working for her will work to death. And so I don't think it's fair. Anyway, this whole thing blew up because Myella was just furious that I was left completely alone in the staff office where there should be four other people. Not to mention the field, Duchess. This is just the headquarters staff. I'm not talking about 3rd and 4th Corps. My job is 3rd and 4th Corps. I'm not even supposed to be in the headquarters. I've been there since February. Anyway. Ah! I'm glad it came to a head. I really am. The only thing is we don't have any qualified people in country. Jan Huber is one girl I would bring into the office. She's sharp. She's another Jerseyite. Jan is coming home the very end of October. Jan Huber. I hope she goes down and says hello to you because she's very pleasant. It's a bit serious, but very level-headed. I think I told you about Jan's friend who works for Xerox, who makes $27,000 a year. Hmm. And I think Jan will be looking for a job when she gets home, too. She is going home on reemployment, Duchess. In other words, she hopes to come back for another year in Vietnam. But I think if she finds something suitable at home, there's a good chance she will not be back. And I certainly don't blame her. But she has her master's in recreation. She's very good. I think I'll stop for a minute and have a swallow of tea. Duchess, did I mention to you the Leisure Technology Corporation of Lakewood, New Jersey? I may have mentioned it on the last tape. I saw an ad in one of the recreational magazines, and they had a position open. It had three positions. It said three recreational positions. The salary was open. It didn't say what specifically, and then the name of the corporation was Leisure Technology Corporation, Lakewood, New Jersey. And it looked very, very interesting to me. Just the name of it was interesting. And if I ever get around to writing a letter, I really should make up a new resume and send one out. Although, part of the problem, Duchess, is for at least 6 weeks or 2 months or so, I don't want to do anything when I get home. I just want to unwind. And so it's very hard to look for employment when you're not ready. And so I think this is why I don't bother. But that's very close to home, and I think it would be worth checking into. Although I haven't the vaguest idea what they're looking for. Also, Duchess, two things. I got my warranty on my land. I did get the title, and then the other day I got my warranty, and they said that they sent a letter. It said something to the effect that the people who were going to build the railroad in that area were negotiating at this time and something else. I don't know. And also, if you go to the bank, there's no rush or real urgency about it, but if you happen to go to the bank, would you ask them to send a bank statement to me? Perhaps they're sending them to you. I don't know. They used to send me a bank statement every month and up until about June, and then they stopped sending one. And now, perhaps they're sending it to you. Maybe if you would just forward me one. I'm just curious. I have a fairly good idea of what's in the bank, but I don't know why they stopped sending me a bank statement. They used to send me one every month, but I have not received one. And what else? When are you going on your trip? I don't know if that's... Oh, I was going to go to Hong Kong next month, Duchess, and I read in one of the military newsletters that civilians who go to Hong Kong do not have use of the APO privileges. You know, in Hong Kong, they have this big China fleet shop thing, and they have a post office right there. And so if I went, I was going to buy all these good things, but I won't be able to use the post office, so I won't be able to mail the stuff. That just came about. So many people use the services there that they decided only to cater to military men. So that put a damper on it. I don't know if I'll... I think maybe I'll still go. I might go with Bill Hawk and let him send everything. I'll find a way. Oh, dear. Anyway, I'm thinking about Hong Kong, perhaps in October. This would be a leave. This would not be an...